Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, collecting contributions for 10 local food banks during a fall food drive through the end of this month. Donations will be used to purchase bulk foods. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
So, Nancy, I read this great story that you wrote on Tom Douglas for The Times, and I have many happy memories of not only eating in some of Tom's restaurants, but he was a frequent guest on my old Jazz Kitchen show, and together we ran the great aphrodisiac French lobster salt hoax.
You'll have to remind me and people who are listening what that was.
Well, it's just what it was. We were talking about this non-existent salt that is converted by lobsters who swim over it and give it all their love, gathered by picturesque peasants and dried on the salt beds, and it's a powerful aphrodisiac. And the funny thing about it was that after we did that particular Jazz Kitchen, about 2 days later, I got an email from a lady, and she said, "I'm going to France this weekend. Where can I get some of that?"
Yeah, and he's not selling it at the Rub with Love Shack down in Pike Place Market, no? I mean, I think that should be the next flavor of the Rub with Love spice, don't you?
Yeah, depending on what you're rubbing.
Yeah, Stein, this is a story I've long wanted to write, because the reason Tom Douglas is Tom Douglas is he has so many people supporting him. The one question I get asked as a longtime restaurant critic, as a food writer over the last almost 20 years is, how does Tom Douglas do it? And the answer is he has people. He has great, trusted management and people who are talented across all levels of his operation. And those are the people I profiled, including, of course, his wife, Jackie Cross. I mean, she ran that business with him. She was involved with that business at the very beginning. And now she's busy at their farm in Prosser, which is very interesting that they've got this enormous farm. They're trying to provide as much produce as they can for the restaurants. And she spends much of the warm months, the entire summer, out there.
How many restaurants does he have now?
You know, that's a good question. Now, I called Tom and I said, "Tom, how many restaurants do you have?" His answer was basically, "Your guess is as good as mine," because is the Dahlia Bakery a restaurant? Is the Rub with Love Shack, where you can get takeout sandwiches, a restaurant? You know, that's a good question. He's got a dozen, what I would consider a place you can sit down and get waited on. And tomorrow he'll have 15. You know, what can I tell you? What's really amazing to me are some of the numbers of people who've worked for him. He's got 15 people who've worked for him for over 25 years, 34 people who've worked for him 10 to 15 years, and 134 people working between 5 and 10 years. But then, you know, if you work in a restaurant for more than 2 years, that's a long time. He's got 237 people who've worked for him more than 2 years. That's almost 800 employees now. So what is it that makes people stay there? I think he takes care of his folks. This is what I heard time and again as I was interviewing people at great length. In addition, over the years, the people I've interviewed that weren't even in that story saying the same thing. Now, there are definitely people, as in any business, who've worked for him who, you know, may not say as much nice things about him as the folks I interviewed who've been with him for so long have to say. But the one thing I have to say for him is his restaurants are good and sturdy. It seems to me that no matter how many he's got, when I walk into one of them, he's there. I mean, that sounds crazy. He's not cooking in them, but all of those restaurants are within walking distance of one another. So in addition to the fact that he's overseeing everything, the people who oversee those places for him or in his name or in his vision are, I think, doing a hellaciously good job. And that's part of what I wanted to talk about when I wrote the story.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.